wisdom. That's the exclamation point behind that. Get wisdom. Look what he says in verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, he tells us again what? Get wisdom. Everybody say, get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. And this is what I hear the Lord telling us to teach on tonight. I'm simply talking about getting wisdom. Getting wisdom. Getting wisdom. Now, as I mentioned, the book of Proverbs is considered a book of wisdom, but the Old Testament actually breaks down the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the book of Job as wisdom literatures. They are all books of wisdom for the Old Testament. And I don't believe that these books are antiquated or outdated in the times in which we live, because all of us in this room, we can use wisdom. Yes, you can. Won't you touch your neighbor right now? And this is going to make sense in about 13 minutes, but tell them, get wisdom. Amen. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. And that's what the Lord is saying. Because as we begin this series on wisdom, it is important to understand that wisdom is a gift. It is a blessing that comes from the Lord. You understand that? That's what wisdom is. It's a blessing that comes from the Lord. You don't get wisdom just because you old. You understand that? Everybody understand? Just because you 70 don't mean you wise. Because there are some old fools. Let me show you that in the Bible. Go with me to Job chapter 32. You're in Proverbs. Go back two books to Job. It looked just like Job, but we call it Job. Amen. Job 32. And verse 6, Job 32 and 6. Now I want you to understand this, because we have this misconception that old people are wise. Well, some of them are, but some of them just some old school fools. Okay, so I don't want you, look what he says. You got Job 32 and 6, I need you to see this. He says, I am young in years and you are very old. Watch this conversation. Therefore, I was afraid. I didn't want to talk because I'm a young buck. And dared not to declare my opinion to you. I said, age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. That's so powerful. Great men are not always wise. When he says great men, he means men old in age. Nor do the age always understand justice. Did you see what he's saying? So it doesn't mean that just because you are a senior citizen that you're wise. He says, but wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. You see what he says? He says the Holy Spirit breathes this understanding into man. And when man receives this understanding or this wisdom from God, that's when they become wise. So wisdom is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Everybody say it's a gift. It's a gift. It's a blessing from the Holy Spirit. And God desires all of us to walk in wisdom. Wisdom is actually a part of our faith walk, that when we are in faith for a particular thing, for God to do something, faith will always produce wisdom. Faith will always produce a desire on the inside of you to want to know more about what you're in pursuit of. You understand what I'm saying? So Solomon is saying, listen, son, let me help you out in your life. Get wisdom. Because wisdom is going to bring so many benefits into your life. If you can just say, I'm going to forsake everything else and I'm going to pursue wisdom. Let me hear everyone in the room say that word wisdom.
Wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom. Because every person in this room, I don't know you all by name. I don't know all of your personal situations. But every person in this room only have one problem. You only have one problem. You have a wisdom problem. That's the only problem you have is a wisdom problem. No, I have money problems. Nope, you don't have money problems. You have wisdom problems. No, I got marriage problems. My spouse tripping. You got wisdom problems. I have relationship. You don't have relationship problems. You have a wisdom problem. Well, I have health problems. No, perhaps you may have a wisdom problem. See, because watch this, once we gain wisdom, our problems go away. Because wisdom, if you're writing, let me give you this definition. Wisdom is simply applied knowledge. Okay? Watch how I say this now. Applied knowledge. Doesn't mean that you can go to Southeastern and graduate and you become wise. No, you're educated. There's a difference between being wise and being educated. Okay? Wisdom is applied knowledge. It's knowing what to do, and it's the ability to know and to do. It's the ability to know it, but it's the ability to do it as well. Because a lot of us know it, but we can't do it. We can't transform what we know into action. And when you become wise, you transfer now what you know into action. Does everyone have that? Yeah. And so every person in this room today, we ought to be praying that whatever your problem you think you're dealing with today is, you ought to be praying that God gives you some wisdom concerning that problem. Lift that hand and say, God, give me wisdom. Amen. That's it. Teach me how to act. Teach me when to speak. Teach me when to just shut up. See, that's wisdom. See, it's not just knowing, but it's doing. Don't just teach it to me, God, but give me the wisdom to be able to know what's a good decision and what's a bad decision. But who to embrace and who to refrain from. Wisdom. Now, we have to be very careful because there are several different types of wisdom. And see, this is where the devil gets us, because we can embrace something thinking it's wisdom, and it may be wisdom, but it may be the wrong kind of wisdom. You know, the Bible talks about three different types of wisdom. Three different types of wisdom. First of all, the first type of wisdom that the Bible talks about is the world's wisdom. Wisdom of the world. The world's way of doing things. How the world see that we ought to do certain things. The world's way. Y'all know the world's way. The world's way. If they do something to you, you're going to do something back to them. Because I ain't no punk. Ain't nobody going to mess over me. The world's wisdom. Watch this. Let me show you what James said. Go with me to James chapter number 3. The world's wisdom. That I'm, you know, I got to get over to get ahead. I got to hustle people to get ahead. World's wisdom. World's wisdom. Because they ain't going to let you get ahead, girl. I'm telling you that, you know, them white folks ain't going to, world's wisdom. Come on now, the world's wisdom. And see, we got to be careful as Christians from embracing the world's wisdom. Okay? And it happens in every area of our life. You get married, girl, don't trust nobody. Have your little mad money, girl, just in case he start tripping. Don't show him everything. The world's. Come on, some of y'all didn't embrace that type of stuff. You got a little stash right now your spouse don't know about. Just in case. World's wisdom. I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but world's wisdom. Watch what James say. Let me help you. Look what he says in 3 and 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of what? But if you have bitter envy, here it is. Watch how he describes this world's wisdom. And self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above. It's not heavenly wisdom, but it's earthly wisdom. It's worldly wisdom. It's sensual. It's demonic. Let me tell you how you know when you're operating in the world's wisdom, because you're always going to be going off of your senses. What it feels like. What it looks like. What it sounds like. You see that? That's the type of wisdom that the world presents to you. The wisdom that stimulates your senses. Girl, you better get him. He a good man. He got a job. Well, it's more than to a good man than just having a job. He might be crazy, deranged. See, but when you're embracing the world's wisdom, see, we can operate in something because the world says this is what it's supposed to look like. See that? Because it's sensual. It's self-seeking. It's all about you. It's all about you getting ahead at the expense of other people. Look at verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, there's always going to be confusion. And everything are there. You see that? That's what the world's wisdom is. And what the devil wants us to do, he wants us to hold on to the world's wisdom. He wants to pressure us into accepting the world's way of responding to certain situations, the world's way of acting in certain situations. Girl, you better take that job with all that money. Wait, but that might not be the job for you. Are y'all feeling what I'm saying? See, and this is why, watch this, Paul says in Romans 2 that our minds have to be transformed, that we don't look at everything like the world looks at it. We're going to embrace their wisdom for everything, but we have to understand that there's a higher level of wisdom. So first of all, there's the world's wisdom, but then secondly, there's the wisdom of man. That's you with your wisdom. Because you done went to school and got a degree. You done got some certificates behind your name. You're making a little change now. And now you have your own wisdom. You got your way of looking at stuff. Well, it's just how I see it. Okay, well, how you see it might not be right. Or are you inclining to your own wisdom, your own way of looking at things, when the Bible simply tells us, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways what? Acknowledge him, right? See, man's wisdom refuses to consult God, but rather rest in his own knowledge or his own opinion or his own outlook. Listen, the way you see it might not be the way it is. That just might be the way you see it. That might not be the way it is. That might be just the way you're seeing it. And so when you really become wise, you understand that the way you see things is limited. That I don't see the whole story. I don't have infinite wisdom about a matter or about a situation. Let me show you what the Bible says. This, I want y'all to get this in Proverbs 16 and 25. Go back there for me, Proverbs 16 and 25. He says, get wisdom. Let me tell you what type of wisdom he's talking about, though. He's not talking about the world's wisdom. He's not talking about your own wisdom, what you think it ought to be. Because whenever we think we are intelligent enough to operate independent of God's word or God's help, we're headed down a path of destruction. Look what he says here in Proverbs, where'd I tell you to go? 16 and 25. Look what he says. There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. Now, come on, everybody in here can relate to that scripture. There was some stuff when you looked at it through your eyes, couldn't be no wrong in that. Come on, somebody, this got to be the bomb right here. This has to be the avenue, the open door that I'm supposed to go through, and you didn't even consult God, but the Bible says the end of it is death. But it felt so good. It seemed so good. I was making so much money. See that? See how the world gets us? Sensual pleasure. It feels so good. It looks so good. It's in vogue. Anybody in here, just like your pastor, ever look back over your life and say, boy, you were stupid. Let me see your hands. Come on. Don't try. Yeah. Why? When you rested in your own wisdom. See, there's the wisdom of the world. There's the wisdom of man. And let me tell you something. God's wisdom is always higher than man and the world's wisdom. It's different, but he has a greater perspective on everything that's going on in our lives. And so while the world may be advising you to handle your problems one way, God may have another way for you to handle your problems. God may have another way for you to approach this situation or this issue that you are facing, because you only have one problem. You have a wisdom problem. You have a wisdom problem. Look what he says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 25. I'm giving you a lot of scripture. I want you to write this down, because I think this is where many of us are right now. It's not that we are being vaguely or flagrantly ignorant. It's that we're just embracing the wrong type of wisdom. Look what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. He says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Just the foolish stuff of God is wiser than man. So if the foolishness of God is wiser than man, you know the wisdom of God far exceeds man. So there is, watch this, there is the world's wisdom, there is man's wisdom, but then all of us, what Solomon is talking about is seeking the wisdom of God, God's wisdom. Somebody say God's wisdom. See, God's wisdom. Let me seek your wisdom, God, your understanding, your approach for this. Because I need to know what you are saying. Look what the Bible says here. We all have heard this scripture before. Go with me to Isaiah 55 and 8. Hallelujah. 55 and 8. See, your wisdom will get in the way of understanding God's wisdom. That's why you got to empty yourself. That I can always be seeking what God is saying about everything in my life. Isaiah 55 and verse number 8. We've heard this before. I'm going to wait for you to get there because I want you to hear it. The world's wisdom, man's wisdom, the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. This is what we must desire in order for us to properly manage the issues of our lives. If you're going to manage the issues of your life properly, you got to embrace God's wisdom. Look what he says in Isaiah 55 and verse number 8. He says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." Do you see this? God is saying, wait a minute. My wisdom, your little bitty brain can't even perceive the wisdom that God has. He says, so what you have to do now is you have to seek God for his wisdom concerning your situation. I never forget, I had a friend, he and his wife went through a major, major little situation. This was several years ago. And we were sitting, I never forget, we were sitting at a restaurant talking to him, and we were saying, "Man, you ought to leave, bro. You ought to just bounce. She was wrong for that, X, Y, Z, so forth and so on." And he says, "No, I don't think that's what the Lord is telling me." Now, had he sat around there listening to us, he would have been outside of the will of God, trying to seek the world's wisdom or man's wisdom for a particular situation. But I was so happy. He says, "Nope, I'm going to pray about it and see what God is saying about it." And this is where every one of us have to be in all of our problems and all of our situations. We have to be saying, "God, what do you say about it? Because I'm getting too old to be making wrong decisions and having to come back and take tests that I done took already." See that? So we have to embrace the wisdom of God. If we never embrace the wisdom of God, which is found in his word, we will never live life the way that God intended for us to live. Now, let me help you out with this, because the wisdom of God is going to be diametrically opposed to the wisdom of the world, because the way God does things and the way the world does things is totally opposite. Okay, so let me help you when you pray sometimes and God tell you to do some stuff that don't match up with what you think or what you think the world's going to think. Anybody ever God told you to do some stuff that it just didn't make sense? Mm-hmm. See, because God's ways, he just said, they're higher than my ways. God will tell you to stay there when you don't see no progress at all. God will tell you to be faithful to something that hasn't been faithful to you. God is saying, keep on showing up on time, even though they're not appreciating you, they're not giving you what you need. God is saying, just do it because you don't understand. See, that's the wisdom of the Lord that he'll give you. Diligence, faithfulness. That, "Lord, why am I going to still hold on to this business when I don't see no profit?" Nope, you got to embrace the wisdom of what God is telling you in this particular situation. What is he telling me? Because he knows best. He knows what's going on in my life. The highest perspective is God's perspective. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "Give me wisdom, Lord." Give me wisdom. Say it again. Give me wisdom, Lord. No, nope, you don't need more money. You need more wisdom. Yeah. Because let me tell you something. If you get the money without the wisdom, the money's going to leave you. Yeah. You don't need another spouse. No, you don't. You just need wisdom to handle the spouse you got. Because let me tell you something. When you get another spouse, you still going to have the same problems. And so if you don't get wisdom in the process of what you're going through, you're just going to be repeating the cycle. So you have to ask the Lord. You don't need another job. You need wisdom. So I won't be hopping from job to job and place to place, but I can get where God wants me to be. Because some places is not a season for you to earn, it's a season for you to learn. And so God is saying, I got you in this season so that you can learn some things. It's the wisdom, it's the process that God sends us through to develop us. And see, we have to understand this process in order for us to obtain what God wants us to attain. Now, let me give you tonight, for the remaining moments I have left, 7 keys to obtaining God's wisdom. 7 keys to obtaining God's wisdom. 7 keys to obtaining God's wisdom. Because I believe in my heart of hearts, every person in here tonight, you really want God's wisdom. Let me see your hands. That's it. You got a situation, you got something you're dealing with, and you're saying, God, I need you to direct me on this one. I don't want to be emotional. I don't want to be worldly. I don't want to rest in my own opinion. But I need you to direct me. Man, this word is for somebody in here tonight. I feel it all in my spirit. Somebody's just pulling on this. Wisdom is what he's saying. And I've been hearing this for weeks. I've been hearing the Lord just echo this in my personal life and even for us corporately. Wisdom. 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 How do we get God's wisdom? Number one, if you're right here, we have to have a healthy fear of the Lord. A healthy fear of the Lord. Now, this is so important. If you miss this one, I think you're going to miss getting the wisdom. You have to have a healthy fear of the Lord. What do you mean? I got to be scared of God because he's going to set my house on fire? No. That's not what I mean, healthy fear of the Lord. I mean, you have to have a reverence for him, because you will never receive from what you don't respect. So you have to reverence or respect God. Y'all understand what a healthy respect? That means that God, I reverence your word and your will enough that if you tell it to me in your word, I'm going to do it. Because I reverence you, and I know if I do what I'm supposed to do, that you're going to do what you're supposed to do. That's when you have a reverence for the word of God. That's when you have a reverence, a godly fear for what's going on in your life. You got to believe that he exists and that he is here to help me. That's when you have a reverence for God. When you get sick, you better have a reverence for the Lord. You got to know that he exists and that he is going to help me. See, that's the beginning of wisdom. Let me take you to Proverbs 9 and 10, and then we'll go one other place. Proverbs 9 and 10. Go there very quickly. Proverbs 9 and 10. This is where it starts, with a healthy fear of the Lord. Meaning that, God, I understand that you're right and I'm wrong. See, because when you don't fear the Lord, we don't reverence him, we don't respect what he says, you'll do anything. You won't receive what the Lord is saying. It's just like anybody else talking to you. But when you have a reverence for the Lord, you'll begin to line your life up with God's commandments, God's laws, because you understand that wisdom is there. Proverbs 9 and 10, look what he says. The fear of the Lord is what? See, wisdom starts when you start respecting God.